Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, we'll hear from two members of the Fierce Freedom Team about their biggest fundraiser of the year, the O Freedom Fun Run and Fest, coming up July 24th, 5 to 8 p.m. at Carson Park in Eau Claire, and how you can win free entry. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Earlier this week, I sat down with the executive director of Fierce Freedom, Cap Morgan, and Fierce Freedom's community engagement specialist, Joyce Orth, and talked about the organization and about their biggest fundraiser of the year, O Freedom, the Fun Run and Fest, July 24th at Carson Park in Eau Claire. I began by asking Cap Morgan, remind people, a lot of people have heard about Fierce Freedom over the years, kind of the passing of baton of leadership from Jenny Almquist, the founder, to you in the last year, but remind people again about Fierce Freedom.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. So Fierce Freedom, we've been around, you know, officially as a nonprofit. I think 2012 was the year we were officially founded. And we exist in the Chippewa Valley, and, you know, we work in here and beyond to disrupt cycles of human trafficking and exploitation. And we do this through, you know, going upstream through prevention. So we really want to create a wave of awareness and a cultural shift so that really our area, and again beyond, is inhospitable to human trafficking. So we also do want to stand in the gap for survivors, and we want to help direct them to you know, resources. But again, I think that education piece as well is really the heart of what we're doing. And we really want to equip people to see where this intersects with their personal life, with their professional life, and again, do the thing that they can do. So we want to empower our community. And we also always want to be speaking to the worth, value, and dignity of every individual, maybe who is involved in trafficking as a buyer, trafficker, or, you know, survivor, victim.
Kat and Joyce, how long have each of you been involved with Fierce Freedom?
Yeah, I started off with Fierce Freedom as a volunteer over 6 years ago. Okay. So that was kind of my first start. And then, as you mentioned, was able to step into the role of executive director. And it's, you know, and I really love my team, including Joyce, who just is phenomenal, and our board, and have really appreciated our community, who mm-hmm. continues to support the work we're doing.
And Joyce, how long have you been involved?
I came on board with Fierce Freedom as a volunteer 10 years ago. So I was actively involved in fundraising for Fierce Freedom from that time on. And then I came on board as a staff member of Fierce Freedom in 2022.
I remember when you did a birthday fundraiser. It seems like it was right at Banbury.
Yep. Yeah, that was 10 years ago.
Yeah. Okay. The early days. And so the time goes by. But I'd be interested from both of you, Kat and then Joyce, in terms of how have you seen, how would you assess human trafficking, the challenge, and then even the peripheral issues in the Chippewa Valley, where that's at now compared to 6 years ago, 10 years ago?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think that what we have seen as a nonprofit, that's encouraging. So there's been some encouragements and some setbacks. And through the work we're doing, I think that there has been more awareness. Just generally, I think you can look at headlines and they look so different than they did like 10 years ago, a decade ago. And there used to be headlines that said things like child prostitute. And now I think that there is more understanding that anyone that's under the age of 18 engaging in a commercial sex act, that is a trafficking victim federally. We should recognize them as such. Because in our state, if, you know, somebody is not giving consent as a minor, it's a felony. But if money changes hands, all of a sudden they're a criminal. So I just, if we think about that as, a, you know, kind of changing our mindset. So I think, again, we've seen a lot of really positive shifts. I think we've seen community members step up and get training for their area, you know, for their employees. And so that's really great. People are using our resources. However, with the emergence of technology, I think that has been just so really, really difficult, because that really opens a portal for so much exploitation to take place. Now, I know that there is some legislation underway that is trying to kind of fight this. But again, just thinking of how quickly technology has emerged on the scene, and how much, even with COVID, you know, the intersection of that and how technology is just in the hands of young people who are pretty much, there's no guardrails, really. And so pornography, things like that, non-consensual pornography is huge. But again, we are seeing people in the fight with us that are educating about it and talking to lawmakers and trying to get good laws in place. So those are positive things. But again, I just also wanted to remind listeners that it's been reported in every single Wisconsin county. And again, with technology, think about how many people have access to the internet. I mean, that's where exploitation really can grow and be rampant.
And I think to your point, and then we'll hear from Joyce, but we're recording this on Thursday morning, just after we wrapped up the WIB Wake Up Show and doing the news on WIB and WOGO here this morning. And our lead story was this: New Jersey man charged with sexting 11-year-old Rusk County girl. And it says that he sent her nude pictures and nude videos, and he met her through Snapchat. So again, this is that exactly your point in terms of the technology. And you got, Rusk County, Wisconsin, and somebody from New Jersey.
Just one thing I wanted to add too with that. Yeah, we've even talked with young people who speak about their story, and this is local. This is probably a little bit outside of Eau Claire in a more rural area, and young people that they were trafficked right outside their bedroom window, and they would leave every night and they would be trafficked, and then they would come in and be super tired at school. There were warning signs, but just know that, and this is when they were 13 years old. So this is, I know that there's kind of the not my kid syndrome, but we just
in
have
Eau Claire,
to.
In Eau Claire?
This was right outside of Eau Claire, okay. In a rural area. And so again, with the not my kid syndrome, just I think we need to be real about it and assume that this very much could happen. And that child, that youth, they might not identify it as trafficking at first even. They might not even know how to get help from you. And so just being aware, being present and asking questions, not in a way to make them defensive, but in a way that feels very supportive and loving.
Joyce, how have you seen things change from 10 years ago to now in terms of the human trafficking fight in the Chippewa Valley?
Well, there's definitely a lot more awareness. When I first started talking about human trafficking, people really didn't have a sense to understand what I was even saying. So from that standpoint, at least there's name recognition. There's a little bit more understanding. Of course, the Sound of Freedom helped greatly with that aspect of it, because then it was on everybody's mind and in the forefront. But I just wanted to say, Kat did such a great job of answering that question. I don't have a lot more to add, but I think one of my favorite things is that in someone who is a victim or survivor might be hearing this and realize that there is a place they can go where they will be heard and understood, and their voice can be recognized. And that's so important, because who can they talk to? Or maybe they don't even recognize that they've been trafficked. So that's really one of the so important aspects of what we do.
I think one of the really important things I think Fierce Freedom is committed to, like Joyce, you mentioned Sound of Freedom, and I think that that's really good for awareness, but I also want to always be showing, what does this look like domestically, like we talked about digitally. And if you want to, if you want to learn more, I would just really suggest go check out our podcast, go check out some of the videos that we have, because we're really committed to creating media that is really based off of stories of survivors. I spoke with a survivor recently, and she was so, the relief that she felt after talking, because she just said, I guess I was just really worried you wouldn't believe me, because the stories that she has seen depicted in popular media don't fit her story at all. And so she was worried that, like, I thought you were going to think I was crazy or that my story was just too far-fetched. And I said, absolutely not. This is actually really kind of almost a formula how it almost worked. I mean, it looks different for every person to a degree, but I think just how a trafficker operates is actually pretty formulaic. So, I think that kind of not thinking that we understand what it looks like because of some really popular Hollywood examples, I think is important, and just being willing to listen, because, that person might feel like invalidated if they hear a story that's like everybody thinks that's what trafficking looks like, and it has nothing to do with what their experience was.
And Joyce, Oh Freedom, the fun run and fest coming up July 24th. And here, as people catch this broadcast, the end of June, We want to give them plenty of time to put this on their calendar, right?
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely. This event's been going on by Fierce Freedom or Friends of Fierce Freedom for 16, 17 years.
Yeah.
It's been known by other names like the Justice Run or Just Us for Justice might be some of the names that people have heard in the past. But we rebranded last year to O Freedom, and that is EAU Freedom. And it's a fun run and festival. So there's more to it than just coming in and doing a run and then leaving the park. The fun run concept is one where there's a 2 mile in the park loop. And it's kind of fun because you can choose to do as many loops as you want. And you get a popsicle stick for each 2 mile loop and then turn those in. And there'll be a prize this year for the most loops ran or the most miles run or the most popsicle sticks.
Yeah. So again, most miles run for justice. You know, we're going to show that collective impact, and we would really encourage people to sign up with a team or sign up with a group, because that way your miles are all together going to count. And you may just get the trophy that we have this year for that most miles run for freedom.
Yeah. The trophy is our new touch this year. That is, our big unveiling. The date is July 24th. The event starts at 5 p.m. And actually, there isn't a time where the race starts. Anytime between 5 and 7, you can get your 2 miles in. So there are food trucks. This year, we have Nini's Tacos, Smack Daddy's, Egg Roll Express, and Fry Bread Factory on site. And we have 5 other nonprofits joining us: Ellie Phillips Public Library, Eau Claire Treehouse, Girls on the Run, Children's Museum of Eau Claire, and of course, Collective Arts and the Collective Choir will be on site as well with music. And we have a Freedom Market featuring free trade and or local items. And those vendors include A Better Way, Hope-Filled Lovelies, CK Creative, and Tangled Up in Hue.
And Joyce, you say those
are what we're calling partners. Those are nonprofits and vendors who are just joining us at the event to make it more of a community appeal and a collaborative approach with other nonprofits. I do want to mention our sponsors, though. O Freedom's presenting sponsor this year is Blue Ox Running. So a big shout out to Blue Ox Running, because they really support us in ways that we're so grateful for. But other sponsors include Jacob's Well Precision Pipeline, Regis Court Dental, Oakleaf Clinics, River Valley Property Management, Vallejo Health, Gator Garb, The Phoenix Tap Room and Kitchen, which is brand new, just opening this week, Chippewa Valley Eye Clinic and Optical, Nelnet, St. James Parish Council of Catholic Women, Saving Grace Lutheran Church, Vino Cappuccino Artisan Bistro, Valley Brook Church, Cedar Creek Community Church, Moms on the Run, and Northwestern Bank.
Now, I've been around with this event for a lot of years. I'm sure I haven't made every one, but that's the most sponsors I ever remember seeing.
It's a really good call.
Yeah. Fantastic.
I just wanted to add to, you know, with one of the things that we're just really grateful for is our faith community partners, like, showing up. And as you heard, like, there are some really fantastic churches that have really showed up, and they're sharing with their congregants, you know, about this event. And we would just love for that to even continue. You know, if anyone's listening to this and you're one of our faith partners, or you're interested in becoming a faith partner, we would love to talk with you. We would love for you to share about this with your congregation. We even had a group from the Bridge Church just step up and do all of our posters this year, which was huge. You know, that was so helpful for us. And so we're just, it's such a great community event that's also family fun. You know, we're obviously delving into the work that we're doing is some of the darkest things in humanity. But we want to present this event in a way that is going to be, you know, very family friendly, very accessible to the public, just so everybody's aware that like as you heard, we have several things going on with our creation station, crafts, education area, kids activities. So it is really something that you can bring a friend to, bring your family to, and again, run for freedom, dance for freedom, sing for freedom. We really want to encourage people to just join in the way that makes sense for them and is just like a fun time to celebrate the work being done.
And again, $15 for ages 12 and under, $25 for ages 13 through adult, and $75 for families of four or more. And so, and we're encouraging people as this broadcast airs on June 30th that there is a deadline if they want to get a t-shirt.
That's right. That deadline is coming right up next Tuesday, July 2nd. So you can even register on site on July 24th, but you aren't guaranteed to get a t-shirt if you don't get your registration in by next Tuesday, July 2nd.
Mm-hmm. And again, what are some of the ways you would encourage people to register even tonight as they hear this?
I think the easiest way is going to fiercefreedom.org and clicking on our banner image. I think that will lead you right to, you know, our run sign up page. And yeah, today I'm really excited because if you haven't been to the Fun Run and Fest before, or if you are wanting to check it out, we would love to do a little giveaway where we're giving away two tickets because we would really love to see people there, maybe that haven't been there before. So yeah, we're offering that to your listeners because we really want them involved.
So again, Executive Director of Fierce Freedom, Cap Morgan there, if you missed that, offering two free registrations for the July 24th Old Freedom Fun Run and Fest. And here's what you got to do at the close of the broadcast here. Just text the words Fierce Freedom to 715-396-1670. That's 396-1670. I'll announce the winner tomorrow morning on the WIB Wake Up Show here on WWIB at about 6:45. That does it for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. Look forward to seeing you July 24th at Carson Park in Eau Claire for Old Freedom Fun Run and Fest.